This is Professor Hushain Gamir Ahmadi of Rutgers University from United States of America, and also President of American Iranian Council. Well, first I wanted to say that what ISIS is doing has nothing to do with Islam. And in fact, their problem or the cause of their, you know, concern has nothing to do with Islam either. That is, they are not fighting because Islam is in danger or anything particular. What the problem is, however, is that the Arab world, including ISIS people, they have for decades have been humiliated. They have been humiliated by the outside forces. They have been humiliated with their own dictators. Okay, and in the meantime, you know, their income inequality has increased. There are a lot of these people are poor people. A lot of these people are unemployed people. Okay, and they are looking for dignity. They are trying to do something about their own life and the life of others. So the solution to the problem is not a military solution. I mean, we know that the United States had a fight against Al-Qaeda, and then came ISIS. Then you even if you were to destroy
Al-Qaeda, is everywhere.
Exactly. And if they were to destroy ISIS, they will get another, you know, group. So that is not going to end. The solution is to eliminate the cause of this problem, the rise of these radical groups. That is to say, to give them dignity, you know, again, this group, particularly on the Al-Qaeda, they have always used religion. Okay, in Hadith, there is no place in Hadith that says you have to cut people's head. In France, during the revolution and before, they used the guillotine, they used to cut the people's head, right? So it was, the cutting the head was also something done in the West. It has nothing to do with Islam in particular. It was before Islam. It was a one way of execution. You can execute people by cutting their head, shooting them, hanging them, okay, stoning them. They do all kinds of ways. Okay? So this is another way of execution. Again, I don't want to say that, you know, that ISIS is not a terrorist organization. What I'm trying to say is to solve that problem, you just can't, you know, just do military intervention and trying to kill them. Okay, that can't work. You have to remove the cause of the problem. That's the issue.